Welcome to the Difference Maker podcast series, the place where LaSalle College High School student athletes talk about using an athletic platform to bring people closer to Christ.
Welcome to another episode of the Difference Maker podcast series, the place where we sit down with LaSalle College High School student athletes and discuss ways in which they use the platform of sport to bring other people closer to Christ. I'm your host, Joe Trainer, here along with engineer Jonathan Wilbur, the brains behind the operation. And today we have special guest Matt Saravo, captain of the PCL District Championship soccer team here at LaSalle. Matt, welcome to the program.
It's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I had a bunch of questions for you, but before we get to the talking points, man, what a game the other night, huh?
Yeah, it was real exciting.
Oh, it was awesome. And the finish was amazing. I felt bad for the goalie.
Yeah.
I'd never seen something like that type of call before, but just a great year. And as a captain of the team, you have to take a certain amount of pride in where the program is right now, compete for a state championship.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of young guys on this team compared to previous LaSalle teams, you know, where there's been heavy seniors and like a lot of seniors playing, but we only have three seniors that typically start. So to get all these young guys together in their first real year of getting through this, it's been pretty exciting and it's been a good road so far.
That's awesome. When I talk to other soccer players, you know, you're an all Catholic selection, probably going to get more accolades as the season winds down with district and city and possibly state accolades. But the thing that they say about you is what a great teammate you are. And I feel like, you know, as an old curmudgeon, I feel like that's a lost art. You know, as everything's become so transactional in sports and, you know, we're all worried about me and getting my touches and my takes, to a person, you know, when they said what a great, you know, not only what a great leader you are, but just what a great teammate you are. And that has to be cool hearing that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Coach McCaff is big on that. So at the beginning of every year, he always acknowledges that kids are going to get all Catholics, but the most important thing is how the team's going to perform. So the most important thing is working from things from a team standpoint, being a great teammate, and also just doing anything you can to get the team to win. So that's obviously the most important thing for me.
That's awesome. And then you guys play Saturday, right?
We play Saturday against Council Rock North, and it's at Central Bucks East.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to try and get to that. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So appreciate you being on the program. We'll talk about let's start off. Talk about your upbringing, you know, your family life, you know, middle school and some of those things so the audience can hear about it.
Yeah, so I went to middle school and elementary school at Springfield Middle School and the public school system there. I have a younger brother who went through the same thing, and now he's a freshman here at LaSalle.
Awesome.
My parents are both local. My mom went to Gwinnett and then Cabrini University, and my dad went to Ryan, and then he went to Temple after that. So they're both local parents. I have cousins that also play soccer. They play at Abington. That's pretty much
awesome.
Where we're at.
So you have a lot of, and you guys are members of St. Genevieve, right?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
You know, coming out of this area, we have, my wife's from upstate New York, so she always laughs at, you know, when young men and women are looking at schools, there's so many options, and people exhaust a lot of those options before they settle in on the high school of their choice. What was it about LaSalle? You're at Springfield Middle School. Springfield's a good school. You know, what was it about LaSalle that kind of drew you and said, this is the place where I want to be?
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone talks about the brotherhood at LaSalle, but I think, honestly, it's hard to get that from a couple shadow days. So my thing was all the opportunities here. It was incredible, right? So I see kids that are all super well-rounded, kids that are athletes and great students, and they're involved in music, and it's just, you can be good at so many different things, and it's almost like you're pushed to do that, right? At other schools, there's certain things that people might be frowned upon doing, like, say, joining a band or, like, joining a mathletes competition. But at LaSalle, that stuff is kind of promoted, and it's good to be involved in as many things as possible. And I think along with that, you can surround yourself with people who are going to care about who they are and what they're doing. So to surround myself with all these driven people who want to do all these things, it's awesome.
Yeah, the standard, you know, you elevate to that standard.
Exactly.
I know, you know, having a son that graduated here in 18 and another one that graduated in 20. Years later, you know, after they graduated, I love the fact that, you know, they're friends that they keep in touch with. You know, a couple of them are athletes, some of them aren't athletes. Just the eclectic nature of the friendships that you strike here. And I think that's certainly something that's promoted because, to your point, you're encouraged to engage in so many different areas.
Absolutely. It's so much beyond the classroom, which is awesome.
Definitely. I know you have a strong faith foundation. Who have been some of the spiritual influences in your life, Matt?
I think the most important thing to talk about is my parents, because they kind of led me through the faith journey at the beginning, right? They pushed me into those things, and they also help me at any time I'm at a crossroads, or anytime I have questions, or I'm struggling with something faith-wise or non-faith-wise, where they can see it's bugging me. They're always there to help me and lead me in the right direction, which I think is important. And then some people at LaSalle that have really stepped up and been crucial in that aspect are Mr. McGranahan, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Clark, people in the service industries, because that's awesome. Think that's really big for me is in my faith life is service. I participated in the Urban Immersion Program sophomore year. I went to Montana last year with Brother Francis. And doing those things kind of helps me put faith into real life, which I think is awesome. And it gives me a good feeling to be able to help others in that sense.
No doubt. And I think, I'm a big fan of Andrew Huberman. He's a professor of neuroscience at Stanford, but he always talks about being other-centered. A lot of times, when you talk about mental health, as a sophomore guidance counselor, I'm addressing mental health, almost every day, individually and collectively. Mm-hmm. But when we're other-centered, when we think about other people, it's amazing what that does to our mental health and our happiness. When we think about my problems, my challenges, my setbacks, it's easy to get down and to get anxious and depressed, and when you extend yourself to other people, you get it back tenfold because you realize, how blessed you are for all the great things you have.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As a leader, and somebody that has a strong faith, St. John Paul believed that sport gives us the platform. He thought sport, more than any other platform, was able to bring people closer to Christ. And the reality is, sometimes we don't like to admit it, but you're a great player, you're a great leader, so you have the platform to bring people to God. And some ways it doesn't have to be public. It's just the way you're competing and the way you're conducting yourself. Mm-hmm. In social situations. What are your thoughts on that, that's the fact that sport can bring people closer to Christ?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. With the soccer team specifically, we're big on that. So we pray before every game in the team huddle, right before we run out onto the field. That's a big thing. Just getting guys together to act the right way on the field, right? You play teams in Catholic League that are pretty harsh in certain ways. So
sure.
To keep everyone composed, it's the right thing to do. And then I also believe that sports is about maximizing the God-given talents that we've been given.
Amen.
So, yeah, I mean, to be able to use sport as a platform to almost thank God and use the talents that he's given us has been crucial. And it's awesome.
Amen. I know a couple quotes from St. John Paul. Sports contribute to the love of life, teaches sacrifice, respect, and responsibility, leading to the full development of every human person. Another one of my favorite quotes from St. John Paul, sports trains the body and spirit for perseverance, effort, courage, balance, sacrifice, honesty, friendship, and collaboration. So no question, that's great insight on your part. But the other side of that is sports can bring out the worst in us too.
Absolutely.
Certainly from a fan standpoint, a parent standpoint, a competitor standpoint, is it hard to walk that line between being, really competitive and focused on accomplishing the goal and also doing it the right way?
Absolutely, yeah. That's always a difficult thing to accomplish. Getting on your teammates for making mistakes or getting on the refs for making mistakes.
Sure.
It's a tough thing to keep in track. But at the same time, you just have to stay composed. And I think that's where we rely on our teammates the most. It's to kind of keep us in check when one guy goes out of line. We have to bring each other back. And that's why having a community on the team is so important. And then for bigger things in sports, like if you have a hard loss down the road in a playoff game, or I got injured, so injuries, like looking back to faith in that sense is super important, and that's really helped me along the road.
Yeah, I was listening to an interview with Paige Beckers from UConn. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yeah.
She was National Player of the Year 2 years ago, and she had an ACL injury last year, and she talked about how much she learned in that year away from the sport, and she even was quoted as saying, they showed clips in the game last night. They beat Dayton pretty soundly, but Gina Auriemma was yelling at her, and she was like, she said to him, hey, I missed being like coached and, you know, coached firmly. And so that was kind of funny. But the year away last year, here you are, you're going into your junior year, you're an established player. Like, do you feel like, you know, was it like a why me scenario when you got injured last year? Or what were some of the thoughts going through your head when you found out you tore your ACL?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had junior year was the first year I was like a sound starter constantly. So, I mean, that was pretty tough. I remember getting the news and just going upstairs to my room and just sitting there looking in space, like, why was this me? Why did I get chosen for this? But I mean, it took a couple of days, but eventually you just kind of have to accept the fact and move on and just see that it's an opportunity to learn to work hard and to accept where you're at. Because again, you can't really change that. So I had to quickly figure that out. And that was really tough because it's a really tough thing to go through.
I would imagine, you know, from a leadership standpoint, because you're almost like you're part of the team, but you're almost like looking at it optically, you know, and it probably made you a better leader, I would say, going into your senior year as a captain.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Coach McCaff pretty much embraced me right away. It's like, you're another coach on this team at this point. Like, you know the guys from a personal standpoint, so you have that community with them, but you can also help them out in certain things that they might need it. So to be able to work in kind of both ways has been awesome for this year as a senior captain, to be able to like work with the team from that sense.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You're involved in as many things as any senior we have. You know, you're a National Honor Society member, captain, you know, all league player, student ambassador, peer mentor. Like, do you feel like, are you able to be consistent or when you wear all these different hats, or do you kind of feel like, okay, I'm in a different, you know, arena, different, you know, different environment, you know, now I'm going to change, you know, my approach, or is it just kind of just being authentically consistent throughout the process?
I mean, I try to my best to be consistent. Obviously, it's different groups of people, so you kind of have to learn where you stand.
Sure.
Right? So if you're in the soccer team, I'm a leader, I'm one of the older guys, but in another group like that NHS, I mean, it's a lot of smart guys around me, so I kind of know where I'm at and I work in that spot. So you have to figure out where you stand in different groups. But yeah, I try to bring the same kind of energy and the same determination to everything. And I think that's been pretty important so far to maximize those programs, especially the peer mentor, because that's new this year. But to work with the mentor that I work with and to try to get things done is pretty important to bring all that that you have.
That's awesome. I know Jonathan has a younger brother who's a sophomore here. Okay. It's got to be kind of cool for you to have your younger brother, you know, especially as a senior too. You're kind of, he's just starting out and you're kind of, you know, you're kind of finishing up. That has to be a really cool experience for you.
It is, yeah. And because we don't really have any older relatives that went to LaSalle, so I was kind of the first one to go, and to be able to help him out in certain things, like just little things,
sure,
about the school, I think has been super helpful to him. And he also plays on the soccer team, so he played JV most of the year and he's swinging up for the playoffs.
That's awesome.
So it's awesome to spend time with him in that sense, and to have him kind of embrace this run that we've had, which is going to be super cool. Hopefully he can keep that going for the next couple of years.
That's awesome. Foundation's definitely been laid, that's,
yeah,
for sure. You know, and as Catholics, Matthew Kelly talks about, you know, all the different platforms of worship that we have. You know, we have obviously the Mass, we have Confession, the Venus, Stations, Rosary, Adoration, Saintly Intercession. Are there any that may appeal to you specifically in your faith journey?
I think the Mass is the biggest for me, especially a school Mass here. I think everyone coming together is the most important thing, right? So that everyone's in one spot. A lot of those other sacraments or platforms of worship, sorry, are in more individual based,
sure,
and obviously that's really important. You can't go without that, but I think the school Mass being in one community and everyone together is really important, because the homily, especially, people can reflect on those things and kind of build together, right? I mean, every religion class after a Mass here, I've pretty much been able to discuss the homily with my classmates. So to be able to learn and grow as a community, because everyone kind of gets the same message, is really important, I think, for the Mass. And it just brings a sense of everyone went through that together, so,
yeah,
everyone can kind of come out feeling better together almost, which I think is important.
Well said. I mean, I feel like, you know, some young people you talk to, it's like, you know, I can just pray from my bed, or I can pray, you know, at a coffee shop, and you certainly can. But like the communal aspect of the Catholic Mass, I feel like is amazing. You know, even on Sundays, you know, you know, when I go, you know, sometimes I may go by myself or my wife, but you know, you might see a young family there. You might see some high school kid by himself. And just knowing that, like, hey, they're experiencing much different things than I am, but we're all on this journey together. And I don't know, certainly when I get older, too, I feel like I get energy. My faith gets invigorated when, you know, when we're at a Mass. Like, the other day, I'm thinking, you know, when we went to Mass on All Saints Day, you know, there's you know, between faculty and students, there's 1,350 people, really, you know, not standing room only, but it was packed, and mm-hmm. everybody's kind of dialed in.
Yeah,
you know, I'm always blown away with the masses, you know, at school, the school masses, because, you know, when you bring that many males together, usually some bad things can happen, but it's always a place of great reverence and it's moving for me spiritually. One last question for you, Matt. Dad's a Ryan guy, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Was he a soccer player?
He wasn't there, no.
Okay. But you still got bragging rights this year, though.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, listen, brother, this has been awesome.
Thank you, wish you the best
of luck Saturday and you know, great things ahead for you and the program.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Yeah. Take care. Folks, have a great week. God bless.